1 or the morning of
Sacred and Praxis.
I didn't get all that. Shoot.
Yeah, you just put
here's it.
Oh,
is it this one?
Okay, looking at the sacrum, if we want to show the sacral parameter really well, what way do you think we'll hang it?
The belly.
Toward the rest of the body, toward the spine. Open up the hand. 30 degrees.
30 or 35?
One for one, you feel that with the end of that.
No, we're not talking about the joint. We're
just
talking about
the brain.
The joints
are beautiful. We feel
that hard. Yeah. Let's do that.
The axial.
Which one's that
they gave? What
does that show?
Yeah, I'll find out what you want. Okay. But we're going to do the axial for the sacrum. It's 15 degrees. And then 15 degrees will help open up. Okay, the coccyx is very small. In the next slide, I think we'll show the actual size of where you have approximately 4 segments. Some people have more, some have a little bit less. But, you know, they fuse, so we're going to consider that just as one bone. Very typical is the attachment of the base and where it connects to the sacrum. Or the one process one? Well, we'll go on one end side, right the one. Okay, these are the actual size next to a postage stamp. Very small, easy to just a little crack drive. And I'm not sure if I pulled this guy, but a lot of times you'll see the coccyx come out at an angle. Yeah, and sometimes it's just, you know, you get an injury and it'll just stay that way. So, you know, somebody may have an injury when they were a kid, they come in when they're an adult, and you just see the coccyx off at an angle. It doesn't mean anything. Okay, so when we do the sacrum, we want to angle the phallic into the sacrum. When we do the coccyx, we want to angle into the coccyx. So the sacrum is going to be 15 degrees the phallic, and the coccyx 10 degrees caudal. And most of the time, when you order the sacrum, you do one sacral view, one coccyx, because you can't get the coccyx too well unless you do a separate view of the actual. Okay, and then we're going to do a lateral, and the lateral will include both sacrum and the coccyx on the other side of the view. That's done to reduce the exposure to the patient. Now, some places where you go, if you get an order for a sacrum and a coccyx, they want you to check with the radiologist first, because a lot of times it's just under 40 years old. They don't want you to do the sacrum coccyx. So, you know, if you go somewhere and they say, you know, you get an order from another outside physician for the sacrum, a lot of times they'll ask you to check with the radiologist and they'll check the history of the lives on the ground. Besides, you actually have to be able to know what you're doing. Okay, the sacrum. You can flex the knees a little bit. It's not as much as a lumbar spine. You know, it's like maybe 15, 20 degrees. Central rate, 15 degrees. And it's going to go halfway between the 6 and 7/8, I guess, in the fixed axial point. Film size is a 10 by 12, which will go over that a little bit. But that's pretty simple and straightforward. And that's what it looks like. You want to make sure you get the SI joints. You want to get the joint between the fifth lumbar and the sacrum. And you see pretty much the second coccyx that's right here and sit behind the pubic area because we're angling in the opposite direction. And then you angle the opposite way, 10 degrees for the coccyx. 2 inches above the symphysis is where your central rate is going through. Put that on an 8 by 10 usually. The relatively close collimation, which the coccyx is rather small. And this is where we have the coccyx area right here. And you can see the foramen now, we're foreshortened, you don't see the foramen too well. But we can see the coccygeal sacrum. Now, it's kind of interesting if you look at her description here. Coccyx free superimposition of the pubic symphysis. And, you know, well, I kind of like this one here. The coccyx rigid is free of gas and feces.
Yeah, okay.
What if it's not?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're going to cut it not see the toxic fuel, but what are you going to do?
I predict you're going to have to have a
balance. So, hey, I'm in the ER. And I just went to the board and they have a lot of gas incinerators. Okay, in the ladder. Almost like the lateral lumbar that we did before. Patient's in a true lateral. And we'll go over the centering for this in a little bit. The lead shield behind the patient to reduce the scatter. And you're going to get a lot of scatter on this one. And remember, you're trying to look at the coccyx, which is very tiny. So with all that scatter, you want to really be careful to reduce the scatter as much as possible.
Isn't that a little closer, though? Didn't you say it was supposed to be an inch and a half?
Yeah, it's
close. That's almost underweight. Yeah, but
you're looking at an angle. And remember that the sacrum and the coccyx, they're starting to work their way inward also, more anterior than one. Okay, and this is the sacrum in a lateral position. You do want to see that joint, so don't cut that joint off on the lateral. So you got the L5-S1 joint, the sacrum, and then the coccyx down here, so you got both on there. And make a note of this, the skin dose, 1,248 MR, just on one exposure. So this is what you don't really have to repeat, otherwise you're up to 3,000.
Oh my God.
It's not a lateral. That's just a lateral. Okay, now sometimes I'll ask just for the coccyx lateral, which is kind of usual, but a patient will ask for that. You want to cone down as much as possible on an 8x10. You see they have this big blood drip here trying to reduce even more scattering other than just regular blood block. And then you get just the coccyx shield here. Now, this one you don't have to have the L5-S1 joint. This one you won't be doing very often. This is pretty rare. Usually they'll do both together. See, that's all the slides are worth. The second box is really too.